There's an unusual song at the top of the Austrian iTunes charts this week. Really isn't a song at all. It's 1 minute of silence in honor of refugees. Austria, like other European countries, has seen a surge in people seeking asylum. It's expecting some 80,000 people this year. Those countries are contending with how to house and care for refugees and make them a part of their country. Raoul Hospel is the artist behind the track. He joins us from Vienna. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we call this a track because it's not exactly a song. It's a minute of silence. But what's the title of this track?
The title of the track is Schweigeminute. That's the German word for the minute of silence.
And there's a second part to the title too, though, isn't there?
There is. It's called Preiskirchen. It's a tiny city close to Vienna, and it's the name of the refugee camp where the people from Syria and around this area suffer right now.
And Amnesty International has questioned conditions at the camp too, I gather.
Question is put nicely. They put together a paper about the situation there that is just beyond.
They were quite critical of the camp for what they called, I believe, inhumane conditions. Mr. Haspel, what do you think a minute of silence does that a song wouldn't?
Take it from real life. Whenever there is a conflict situation, usually the loudest people are not the most helpful there. So I just took this, combined it with a media hack to motivate people to buy a minute of silence there. There's a huge sign of solidarity with the refugees in the camp.
What happens to any profits from the track?
Of course, every cent goes to the refugees in the camp. The money that iTunes and all these platforms deduct from the earnings, I will pay that cash. So in the end, 100% of all donations will go to the refugees.
Raoul Hospel, an artist, and he's now a chart topper in Austria. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.